Next case, please.
Case number 10401, William and Sharon Mahabian, south of Route 1, northwest of Road 271, being lot A80 within Sea Air Mobile City Mobile Home Park, a variance for separation between units in a mobile home park, and a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park.
Name and address, sir.
William Majubian. My address is 19926 Sierra Avenue.
And you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Are you to testify in approval?
Approval.
Or, okay.
Yeah,
name and address.
President of the Homeowner Association for Sierra Mobile Home Park, Jeannie Sisk at 19796 Sierra Avenue.
All right, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
First, I'd like to say my name is William Majubian, and I'm a construction worker, and I live in outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, right near Claymont. And my home, my summer home, is down in Rehoboth, which we just bought a unit. It's 64 feet long by 24 feet wide in Sierra Village, and we wanted to get a shed put in the back of the unit for my bicycles, for my gardening tools and such things like that. We have an 8x10 shed, and we have a plan here, an 8x10 sitting behind the unit. I don't know much more to say. I just like to see if we can get this done.
I have a question with this, only because I didn't think in Sierra we were going to be doing these things with sheds. I thought this was kind of out of the mix. We've had many discussions. And if you look at this, he has four different, and the 21J65, they're utility buildings. I mean, not buildings, they're utility units. They're not even really considered sheds. So I didn't know we were going to be still doing this with sheds. We have absolutely no problem with that shed at all. If you look at the coverage here, it's 19.2 feet from his mobile to the back of the property line. That shed is only 10 feet, the 5 feet we have for the setbacks in there. So there's more than enough room. So I don't know why we're continuing to do all the sheds in the area and making him pay all this money. The other question I have is, it's 35% of lot coverage. Mm-hmm. I thought the code did state 5,000 square foot lot. The code does not state that. The code, when I read it, under manufactured homes, it's 35% of a 5,000 square foot lot. These lots are a lot smaller. Mm-hmm. And in our view, this gentleman, one of our homeowners, should not have been charged. He was perfectly okay with putting that shed in. Okay. He had to pay $200 for a survey. He had to pay $400 for a variance. And the other thing I will question is, the one we have from Sierra, May 4th, their variance was waived, and this gentleman was stuck with another $400 variance. We just don't understand this.
Ms. Sis, what I don't understand is you've been here pretty much in opposition of every case for as long as I can remember now, and now you're here in favor of one. What's different?
Because the shed's fine. We don't have any problem with sheds.
This shed's fine, but previous sheds you were in opposition to?
We never had a previous shed we were ever in opposition to. Go look at any testimony I've ever given.
Okay.
We're in opposition of mobiles.
Let me rephrase that. This variance request you're in favor of, but similar variance requests as far as distance between units or setback requirements, you've always been in opposition to?
We are.
So what's different about this?
It's a shed.
It's a variance request beyond what's allowed.
Well, they're sheds. He fits fine in this lot. That shed fits fine. What you're talking about is we're talking about mobile homes and buildings. We're not talking about a shed. We're saying that's not, back here, they're utility units. They're not even considered sheds. So we don't have any problem with sheds. We never have. And I think the landowner would come and argue the same point. They don't have any problem with it. We're not sure why the county is.
Well, it's the county ordinance.
Separation between units.
We disagree with that because the landowner is not, I'm sure, they're here. They could sit here and tell you they want to come into some of the discussions for the county. The landowner's not having any problem with sheds. We are not having any problem with sheds.
Well, there's nothing that exempts sheds from consideration in the county.
We never had to pay for them before until about a year ago. We never, ever had. If you look back over all the variances came in here, there was never a shed, never a shed listed until a year ago. And I can show that. Let the record show that there never was.
Right. The fact of the matter is there's an application before the board that requires several variances. There is a requirement that there be a 20-foot separation distance between structures. There are several violations of that. And there is a code requirement that limits to 35% the coverage on a mobile home lot. It doesn't have anything to do with the size of the lot. It's in a mobile home park. So these variances are before the board.
Well, we are fine with it.
We're going to insist that, as we have as long as I can remember, that sheds be considered structures, building permits be issued, and
we don't have any problem with building permits.
Please stop interrupting us when we
sorry.
Talk to this. We're enforcing the law as it is, or interpreting the law as it is. If the county council sees fit to exempt sheds, and there's an ordinance that's been tabled to that effect, then maybe we won't be having this discussion. But it is before us now, and it's for the board to decide.
Okay.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yes, there's five standards for granting a variance.
Okay.
Can you address those?
I'm not sure what they are. I have a little piece of paper.
Do you have your application with you?
Yeah, I have. Yes, I do.
It was included in your application. You have to show uniqueness so that it can't otherwise be developed. It wasn't created by the applicant. It won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum to afford relief.
I have five in front of me. Can I bring them up and show one of you, make sure these are the right five? Chairman, maybe? Cindy, do you have somebody to come up and help me with this?
Cindy?
Jean can come up. I'm not sure what these five requirements are. Right? We had them written in there. I'm supposed to be affirmative to them all.
Yeah, the circumstances and conditions and the physical circumstances and conditions, the hardship. As I said, I there shouldn't even be a variance for any of these. He agrees with everything. We agree with everything.
We agree with everything.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that it is unique because of its size.
Thank you.
What about the second? You have to address all five and be able to meet those standards.
Yes, the uniqueness of the size. It's necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. It would create an unnecessary hardship to the applicant. Absolutely. He's got to have some place to store his things.
Okay.
Public welfare, yeah, because he can't store his things outside. They can't be stored inside.
Let's not skip them. What about the middle one, not created by the applicant?
This hardship isn't created by the applicant. He needs a shed.
But he's created it, right? He's created the hardship. Or the practical difficulty, right?
Right, okay.
Okay, continue.
It would not alter in any way the character of the neighborhood, front or back or side, or and this will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least modification possible of the regulation and issue.
Thank
Got
you.
It? Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
Mr. Etchen?
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
And that's for based upon existing violations. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 10,401 until a decision can be made on existing violations and what county is planning to do with those.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,401 at this time until we can get the violations, find out where they're at, and what the county is going to do about those.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried.